Well, we start in Switzerland. Tragedy there overnight. Several dozen are feared dead after a fire at a bar at the Crans-Montana ski resort. These witnesses expressed their shock to the BBC.
I thought it was just fireworks like they do on the 31st. But people were screaming a lot. There was panic. We went onto the terrace and then we really saw people screaming.
There was smoke in the elevator. With the help of the concierge, I crossed the balcony to the fifth floor and went to the Etoile Hotel. From there, I got out.
Well, here the Taoiseach Micheál Martin has expressed his sympathies to those affected. In a statement on social media, he said that the Irish Embassy continues to monitor the situation. Well, just before coming on air, we got the latest from Swiss-based journalist Julia Hamilton.
The local police are saying that dozens of people have been killed in this fire, an explosion in Crans-Montana, and hundreds of people are presumed to be injured as well, most of them seriously. We don't have the exact number of the casualties yet. This number is likely to be given to us some days later because, of course, the police have to identify the victims. But yes, so far they're saying that there are dozens of people killed.
How have the emergency services responded?
Well, that's right. So the explosion happened overnight and the emergency services were immediately went to the location, and there's a local police on site, and the area is actually cordoned off right now, and only for local residents are allowed to be moving around. And there's also a no-fly zone over Crans-Montana right now, so the emergency services are of course on site doing the investigation, and of course we will be getting more news as the day goes on. And we are also getting the news that local hospitals are being full right now, so the victims and the injured are being sent to hospitals in other areas like Geneva, Lausanne, Sion, in areas outside of Crans-Montana. So there's been so many victims and injured that the local hospitals are actually struggling to take everybody in.
You mentioned an explosion. Police initially said there had been an explosion, but do we know what the cause of the fire is at this stage?
Yes, the cause of the fire is not known right now. Although the police, they did say that it was an explosion, but and also the local prosecutor said that they do not believe that it was an attack of any kind. They believe that it was an accident. So we are just getting more news about this as the investigation goes on.
Details are just emerging, but the dead and the injured are from many countries. Do we know where?
That's right. So the police said that the victims are from several, they are of several nationalities. We don't know the exact details right now, but Crans-Montana is a popular ski resort. And of course, on a New Year's Eve, the place where the explosion and the fire took place, it's very popular with foreigners who are there on holidays. So we can expect that there will be several nationalities of those among the dead and the injured. But we don't know the exact details of where they were from yet.
And how accessible is the resort? Where is it located?
It's located, Crans-Montana is located in Valais, the canton of Switzerland. It's a mountain resort. Very famous, very popular with skiers and hikers. Of course, now in the winter, it's very popular with skiers. It's located on a mountainside in southern Switzerland.
Details still emerging about what happened, how many people are dead, how many people are injured. Do we expect more details later today?
That's correct. So the local police actually have been updating journalists and the media throughout the day. They already held one press conference, and there will be another one shortly this afternoon. So there will be more details emerging later.
Julia Hamilton speaking to us earlier from Switzerland.